And when he said those words, I said, okay. I didn't change a word because I knew how devastated I was and how terrifying it was for me when I was on that battlefield being shot at. Didn't know I was going to make it. And he brought me through. I said, and I told him, if you do, you won't ever have a problem out of me getting a problem out of me doing whatever you want me to do. So he told me that. He repeated those words to me, what I said to him. That's okay. So I said I set out to obey God with little knowledge, most no knowledge. I didn't have a clue what God was like, except I knew you were my Savior. And sometime the old ground got shaky. But he finally got a hold to my heart. And I had a dream. I don't know, a dream or a vision. And this dream, made an impression on me, may not mean anything to you. He took me. I dreamed the Lord came into the room where I was. I was lying on the bed. He just took his blood from my head to my toe and he poured his blood all over me. I never forgot that. It's very significant what's going to happen here today. So I want to talk to young people. We live in a world with all kind of stuff going on. When I was that age, I never dreamed that I'd see what I'm seeing today. I never dreamed, I never thought anything like this would come into existence. Never thought it. So I want to tell you in what time that I have to do it. God Almighty, His kingdom, what He's done in Christ is the only safe place for you to be. I'm going to say it again because y'all didn't quite get it. What He has done in Christ is the only safe place. There are many things out there will try to make you think different, will cause you to act different. If you follow that plan, you wind up being devastated. You wind up being destroyed. You wind up living miserable when you could be living in the joy of the Lord. You can have much joy. You can have much peace. There's a place in God, and it's in Christ Jesus. That no devil, no sickness, no disease, no work of evil, I don't care what's on this earth, can touch your life. It's a place in God. So I'm going to read my text again if y'all put it up. And glory to God. And it's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. The book of Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to put this up in the Amplified. Not the classic. Give me an Amplified if you will. I appreciate it. There's a place and this is the way the Amplified reads. And I may back up and read some of the rest of it, but that's the way it reads. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience. See, this is what'll keep you, this is what'll lead you, this is what'll grow you, this is what will fulfill you. And matter of fact, back up to verse 17, if you don't mind. Back up to verse 17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith. So Christ may do what? Dwell. When you hear the word dwell, what did that mean? What did that say to you? What did that? That means you taking up resident, right? I dwell. This is where I dwell. You know, that's my resident. That's where I live. So Christ may dwell, live in your heart through your faith. How is he going to live in your heart? Through your faith. See, he gave you a measure of faith. And may you. I will have to do it for myself, young people. See, that, like I said, there's all kind of stuff out there. That's bidding for your attention. Trying to get you distracted from what God wants for your life. So, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith. And may you, having been what? Deeply rooted and what? Securely grounded. How? Notice how you are securely grounded in love. Keep going. Be fully capable of what? Comprehending with all the saints of God. Saints, God's people, that the width, the length, the height, the depth of his love, fully what? Experiencing that amazing, endless love. What is it? Amazing, endless love. Fully experiencing his what? Amazing, endless love. And that you may come to what? Know. See, once you come to know all this stuff out here that Satan has set up to sound so good, look good, smell good, feel good, you'll know. I don't touch that. That's distraction. That's death over there. Jesse Duplantis, some of you may have heard of him. He preached over to the worship center in Amber many, many years ago. And one of the statements he made, and I never forgotten it, and I could testify to it, identify with it. He said, grass always look greener and grow faster and greener around the septic tank. Can y'all contest to that? But you don't want to get in it. And that's what Satan does. He make his stuff look so green, so inviting, so attractive. And so many people have slipped in it. And they get in that mess, they don't know how to get out. That's why I'm here. I want to talk to our young folks today.